When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Atlanta, what's going on? Did you get what you wanted over the weekend?
I did.
It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mark Zeno is in for my man, Mike Bell. And I have to tell you guys.
You know how desperate you guys must be to have me here.
Bell is taking a little time off for, you know, the holiday. I will tell you, he was frustrated because he wanted to see the Michael Penix debut. Everybody watched it, though. And listen, I was very pleased and excited about what this holds, what it potentially is going to do for our football team. But the main thing was we needed to get back on the winning track. Like, we needed to find a way out of this rut that we had been in. And, Zeno, I'm not going to break down, you know, the numbers and tell you it was the most spectacular rookie debut or any of that. What I will tell you is he can play the position. And he looked poised, and he looked like he's ready to do it. And what that means for this team moving forward over the next couple of weeks, guys, we know this. Now Tampa Bay lost. Dallas did us a favor last night. Great. We are back in first place because we own the tiebreaker. All we got to do is win out. We're going to get into the playoffs like we said we would all along. But I do think as we discuss Michael Penix and what this means long term, and Zeno, we were having this conversation, and we'll bring it to the air here in a bit, but what this means long term for Kirk Cousins, et cetera, all I know is this team responded. Yes, you get two pick sixes. That mattered. Defensively, it helped huge. It was huge. But for Michael Penix, what you wanted to see is how in command he was. And for me, he was in command. The ball came out in a timely fashion. He was hitting guys. You know, he had six drops yesterday. Six. So what does that mean? It means, hey, he was hitting guys, and they weren't holding on to it, specifically Kyle Pitts, who that's a whole nother conversation.
My God.
But the Falcons win. And I think more than anything, as a Falcon fan, you should feel really good, if not just about right now, about the future.
Of course. I mean, there was nothing about yesterday with Penix's debut not to like. I mean, we can admit it was against barely an NFL squad. It was like a preseason game, the way the Giants are. They're an embarrassment of football, the Giants are. I haven't seen a team that bad in a long, long time. Regardless. It wasn't about that for Michael Penix, right? Because the Giants' defense actually has been pretty decent. He never looked out of control. He never looked like he didn't have command. He never looked like he was nervous. He seemed very calm and poised. You know, but you knew that going in. That was always Penix's deal. You know, I mean, remember, he's not a 21, 22-year-old kid. He's 25, 26 when he got drafted. He played a lot of college ball. And, you know, I mean.
He's 24, about to be 25.
24, yes. 25. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But my point is, he's older than most of the, you know, guys who are drafted out of college nowadays. So. The point simply is I think we knew that about him, and he kind of showed it, and he made everybody feel calm and relaxed, and, you know, step one was very good. There was nothing not to like about yesterday.
All right, so, and again, I can't chalk this up to the competition. It's the NFL. You saw upsets yesterday. You saw teams show up that should not have. I mean, I don't know if anybody had the Commanders coming back after being down two touchdowns to the Eagles and winning that football game.
When Jalen Hurston went down, I live bet it. Yeah.
Except for Zeno, who live bets. But you know, that's the National Football League. Does this make you feel better about our team? That is what I want to know from you. 404-726-0929. Chris, let's put up a poll. And by the way, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, guys. We'll be here tomorrow as well. And then the rest of the week, Christmas holiday. But we're talking about the Falcons on a Falcon Monday. And we will have Coach Raheem Morris, the coach's show, at 6 o'clock tonight. So we're out of here just a little bit early. But does this make you feel better about our football team? And Zeno, that's what I want to know from you. And then I want to know, What is your malfunction with why you feel the way you do with what's going on with this team?
I don't feel anything. I feel wonderful. Everything is great. What was the first question again?
Does it make you feel better about our team?
Sure. I mean, okay. Objectively.
What do you mean?
Let me ask you a question. If the Kirk Cousins that played the last four games had played yesterday against the Giants, would the Falcons still win? I think the answer is still yes. That's how bad the Giants are, right?
So you're not going to give Penix his due?
Don't do that. Don't start putting words in my mouth.
If Cousins played, we would have won.
You're not giving Penix credit. No, that's not what I'm doing. Okay, stop twisting things around.
I don't do that.
Am I giving Penix? Yes, I just gave Penix all of his flowers. He looked really good yesterday.
Well, then why are you bringing up Cousins?
Well, because you're asking me if it makes me feel better. You didn't beat an NFL team yesterday.
Oh, come on.
Like, you could have quarterbacked the Falcons yesterday and you would have won. Hi, the two pick sixes were more than the Giants scored the entire game. You didn't have to do a lick of offense yesterday. Your offense could have scored zero, you still would have beat the Giants.
Okay, so with that said,
So
you're not ready to say that you feel good about what you saw with Michael Penix because the team they played was so bad. That's what you're willing to say.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're going to get a step up in class next week, okay, against a team that actually has something to play for, that isn't actively trying to lose and get the number one overall draft pick, that isn't starting a quarterback who's not an NFL quarterback. So you're going to get a different level of competition next week on the road. It was smart with the Falcons. Look, if you were going to bench, you know, if there was an opportunity, put it this way. If the Falcons had to play the Commanders on the road this past Sunday and the Giants at home the following week, I still believe Kirk Cousins gets a start. I don't think you throw Michael Penix in the road in D.C. for his first ever start against a team that's better than you are.
We had seen enough. It had to happen.
I think the decision might have been different. It worked out timing-wise that you got a soft opponent that's got a bad quarterback that's, you know, playing for nothing in your own building. So it made his first start less pressure-filled. Like, there was enough that went on that you probably were going to win the game regardless.
So you don't give him credit for what he did?
You keep doing that. I gave him all of his flowers. I'm not going to sit here and say that.
Well, then why do you keep bringing up the ifs, ands, and buts?
You're asking me if I
Michael
feel better.
Penix.
No, I'm not bringing up anything wrong. You asked me if I feel better about the team.
Well, the
you
kid didn't was ask poised. Me if I, the kid looks the part.
I'm not taking the bait.
He would not have been as successful if all these other things weren't in play.
I never said that. I didn't say he wouldn't have been as successful. I think the decision would have been different had you played a different opponent on the road. And I think that measuring anything against a team like the New York Giants doesn't really give you an accurate measure. For all intents and purposes, that was like the Giants played like preseason football against the Falcons.
Yeah.
I mean, so it has nothing to do with Michael. Everything Michael Penix was asked to do, he did very well.
Okay.
There's no question about it.
That's what I want to hear.
You're asking me, do I feel better about the team?
Do you?
And their chances to make the playoffs?
Yes.
I don't know that yet.
Why not?
I mean, Carolina just beat
Arizona. You got better quarterback
play
yesterday. What are you talking about? You got a guy who didn't turn it over. That was a Kyle Pitts turnover.
Of course.
You got better production from the position that has been lacking the last 5 weeks.
Well, you didn't have to clear a very high bar over the last 4 weeks.
Well, and that's the thing. You talk about bad teams. Are the Raiders a bad team?
Yes.
What did Kirk Cousins do against the Raiders? Jack. So when
just
you talk about
by.
But when you talk about these bad teams, that's the National Football League, and don't get caught slipping. Last night, the Bucs lost to what I think is a bad team. Nobody's talking about
it. That's a good team.
No. Nobody's talking about it. Cowboys have all these injuries. They've won four of their last five. Nobody's talking about it because they have been eliminated from the playoffs, right?
But that's still a really good – I mean, even with Cooper Rush is playing some of the best football he's played in his career.
Well, now all of a sudden people
after
are saying –
after 4 or 5 weeks, you start to see the guy finally get his legs under him. That's been a good offense for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
All right, so with that said, though, everybody's been on Baker, including you, talking about how well he's been playing.
I was shocked.
That is a game Tampa doesn't lose. You cannot lose that game last night against a depleted Cowboys team.
Again, Rashad White, you know, just, dude, ball security, man. Come on. Like, I would have loved to have seen if he doesn't fumble that ball, does Tampa Bay get in field goal? I think they do. I think they probably do get in field goal position.
Interception was bad, though. I mean,
he didn't play well last night, Baker.
He did not play well. And this is the point that I'm getting to. Like, those are the games where you go, oh, this team's so much better. Yes, we're better than the Giants, but you still have to go prove it. And for Penix to step in and do the job he did, to throw the football around the way he did, yes, they relied on the run game. Bijan had another great game, 2 touchdowns. Defense stepped up. We're getting sacks. They're doing all the things. But what I'm telling you is it looked like it should. That is what you should be focused on.
Well, okay. I mean, again, do you If I take away two defensive touchdowns and you get a 20-7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In game. Does things feel different?
Yeah, I still feel good about Penix.
Again, that's what I'm saying. Penix performance aside, we're not characterizing his performance. You're asking me about the team. That's why I keep going back to this. You take away two defensive touchdowns. A 34-7 blowout looks a lot different, 20-7 in a game that the Giants are in the entire time.
Yes.
Because your offense didn't necessarily produce overall at a high level. Some of that is because it's a rookie quarterback in his first start. That's understandable.
I'm going to tell you, though, but if you're going to do the ifs, ands, and buts, then Kyle Pitts catches that ball. They punch that in before the half. It's a different game.
Yes, 100%. I mean, so that's fair. 100% fair.
So I think when we start talking about, like, would this team have won with Cousins at the quarterback yesterday because the Giants are so bad?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But I don't know that because he's been so mistake-laden that I didn't trust it. And yesterday, the kid came out, and I keep saying that. He's a young man, you know, obviously, but we're calling him a kid because he's new and he's playing. But we're talking about Michael Penix. He came out, Zeno, and threw the ball around the way that we wanted him to, and I thought he exploited what they allowed him to do. They didn't ask him to do too much. He threw a couple of deep balls. We got a penalty on one. I'm fine with the game plan. I agree with you this week. It's a different deal with the Commanders. Guys, this may be a shootout. I mean, you saw it yesterday with the Commanders and the Eagles. 404-726-0929. What's up?
You know, this weird situation exists. You ready for this?
What's that?
Let's just say, for argument's sake, in Week 18, the Vikings beat the Lions. Do you realize the Lions' first-round playoff game would be on the road here in Atlanta against the Falcons?
Isn't that crazy?
Where the Lions would be double-digit favorites.
It's crazy.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first-ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.